This man,
my name is Jerome Suggs,
lives in Milwaukee's Central City.
I'm 34.
He's part of what one expert calls Milwaukee's biggest economic crisis. He's black and unemployed.
For the last 4 months.
Suggs has been looking for work all over Milwaukee.
It's been pretty difficult because basically what my disadvantage of employment right now is I don't have a resume wrote out, so that's why I'm here.
Here is Milwaukee Job Development, a nonprofit employment agency on the north side. That's where a staff member is taking notes about Suggs' employment history.
Interior, exterior.
You waxed and shampooed. What else?
Buffed and waxed.
Okay. Did you do it in a timely manner?
Yeah,
or
had
what?
To be timely.
Okay. So all of those
Jerome
things.
Suggs is part of a desperate demographic. According to the Center for Economic Development at UWM, 47% of working-age black men in the metro Milwaukee region don't have jobs. That number includes people in prison and those not looking for work. UWM professor Mark Levine wrote the report.
When we talk about the problems of poverty and we talk about the problems of lagging incomes, we talk about a set of social problems that we characterize in the inner city of Milwaukee. The linchpin for all of those problems is really the problem of rampant joblessness.
People have blamed the problem on the school system or on racism or on companies that have left Milwaukee. But Levine says the time for blame is over.
Our political and civic leadership generally has been very slow to recognize the seriousness of this issue and to advocate a set of policies to address this. This is, by any measure, a crisis. It's not just a problem. It's not just a challenge. It's a crisis.
About 50 people have gathered for Mass this Sunday morning at St. Martin de Porres on Milwaukee's north side. The parish is predominantly black. The pastor, Father John Selahowski, says the crisis of unemployment here is palpable.
We have families in which parents are still taking care of their adult children. I think one of the manifestations of it is the tremendous number of single-parent households we have. The mother is working, and the father is not on the scene.
Selahowski says people are constantly coming to the door looking for help with rent or bills. He says the church's capacity to help people is minuscule compared to the amount of need. So he tries to help in other ways. One is through MICA, or Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. This summer, the group launched a campaign to expand Milwaukee's Residence Preference Program. It requires big construction projects getting tax breaks to hire a certain percentage of Central City residents.
As people get good-paying construction jobs, they're able to take the dollars that they receive from their jobs, spend them in this community, which spurs further economic development, and also then provides for a stabilization of families.
Another local program designed to move hard-to-employ people into the job market is the Workforce Investment Board. It's a federally funded job training agency Mayor Tom Barrett is now running. Don Sykes is the board's president.
What we're trying to do is create a more integrated, seamless system.
Sykes says now there are many different agencies serving the unemployed. You have W-2 agencies, social services, job training centers, job placement centers. By next summer, the goal is to have three new job centers, one-stop shops for job seekers and for companies that are hiring. Sykes says the board is also rethinking job training.
In the past, too many of our resources were just into training, period. And there was a lot of frustration because you train somebody and there's no job at that end of that spectrum. Well, now we're trying to make sure that we put our training around the areas that the business is asking for.
Training that's tailored for the local job market is also a priority back at Milwaukee Job Development. And it's working, according to the employment agency's president, Bill Jenkins.
We've had almost 500 people hired in our year and a half of operation. And most of them in family-sustaining jobs with an average wage of about $8.90 an hour, $9 an hour.
As for Jerome Suggs, the Milwaukee man who's come to the office today for help, he doesn't have a job yet. But he's walking out the door with something that could make all the difference for him, a resume. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.